Right now, we're going to talk about cyber crime and cybersecurity, how you can protect yourself in the cyber environment. Kathy Winger is with us. Kathy is an attorney based here in Tucson. She's a business, real estate, banking, and data security attorney. She represents companies, banks, credit unions, and individuals in commercial and corporate transactions. She also is a very popular speaker on this topic. She just presented at a major event up in Las Vegas. Kathy, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me here today.
Well, this is an area that affects just about everybody, and I'm just wondering, what are some of the bottom line messages when you present to a conference like the one in Las Vegas? What's the starting point when it comes to cybercrime?
Well, for me, as you mentioned, I'm a business attorney, and so my approach to the whole matter is looking at it from the perspective of a business attorney. And one of the things I do as an attorney is I advise my clients of the risks that they're facing. And my goal is to help them address those risks and protect their business and do well. And so I approach it from that perspective. And the reason that I started talking about it and that I do as much speaking about it as I can is because it's become cybersecurity, data breaches, and liability for those has become a huge issue, and it really affects everyone. It really affects businesses, and businesses are my clients. So I started out with it looking at my clients and what sort of risks they faced and what I could do to help them address those risks.
And what are some of these risks? And some of them, I assume, Kathy, are relatively new legal risks for companies. So what are some of them?
Well, the risks that they and you're absolutely right, they are relatively new legal risks. I started out in the banking industry as an in-house attorney at a bank. And the landscape was much different 20 years ago in terms of cybersecurity, fraud, and exposure. And the risks that that businesses face are costs that they could incur, lawsuits, bad things that happen in the event information that they have, confidential information, private customer information, credit card information, any type of information like that that has been shared with them, once that information is shared with businesses and they have it, that risk exists because if their system is breached, they're responsible for the harm that results from the exposure and the disclosure of that information. And I like to tell a story. When I first got into this area and did a little investigation, I talked to a gentleman who's been in the cybersecurity area for a long, long time. And he said to me, Kathy, there are two types of companies, those that know they've been breached and those that don't know they've been breached. So hearing that really brought it home to me that the risk was out there. And the second thing that I really like to make clear and what I go around and talk to people about is it doesn't matter if you're a small company, a medium company, or a large company, the exposure is still there. I tended to think when I first started looking at it that I wasn't going to worry so much for my clients because they're not Target, they're not Home Depot. Typically, they're small and medium-sized businesses. But what's happening now is the exposure is spreading to them.
And if they're taking a credit card, they've got dangers.
Absolutely. If they're taking a credit card, they've got dangers.
Regardless of what kind of size business you
absolutely
have, if you're taking a credit card, you're taking consumers' information.
Or if you have employees and you're taking, you have their social security number,
yep,
things like that. It's a rare business that doesn't have some exposure in this area.
This whole area is just exploding
in
the legal profession.
It has. It's exploded, and that really, it really struck me. You know, when I saw what happened after Target and what's happened in the years, that's really what got me sort of on my soapbox and, you know, had me going out and telling, as I said to you earlier, anyone who will listen, that this risk is out there and it needs to be addressed and it needs to be thought about. And there's a whole range of steps that businesses can take to address the risk.
What are some of those steps?
Well, one of the things that I like to talk about is contractual, addressing the risks in contracts, because one of the areas of exposure that is really relatively new, the FTC has come out and said this, and this concerns me as an attorney who represents businesses, is that if you as a business have the information, have protected information and you share it with a vendor, let's say, for example, somebody who processes your payroll, and that vendor has a breach, you can still be held liable
for the
losses.
So they're processing your payroll, which has Social Security numbers, then they get breached.
Right, but you still are on the hook. The FTC has come out very specifically and said you, as the initial party that received the information, as between you and the consumer or the employee, you're still on the hook. So one of the things I like to recommend that people do is look at their contracts that they have with providers who they're sharing information with and have language in their contracts that protects them and that places the burden on the provider. The FTC expects, and I advise people to make sure that anyone who you as a business are sharing that information with, make sure they have as good or better security standards than you do. And there's also cyber insurance, which is available.
I wondered about that.
Yes. It's a relatively new product, but it's getting much more widespread and much more affordable. What I recommend and what's happening a lot in the contractual world is requiring vendors to certify that they have cyber insurance.
Right. So that gives you some assurance that the people you're going to be dealing with are going to have some protection.
Absolutely.
It's just a domino effect, isn't it?
It is. And it's just gone down. And I sort of compared it to environmental liability back in the 1980s. Mm-hmm. It started out, you know, people were dumping toxic waste and nobody was paying attention. Then CERCLA was enacted. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, everybody was responsible and the liability was strict. And it began to trickle down. And on the insurance front, in the environmental area, it started out when people had to pay, you know, companies had to pay a lot of money to clean up toxic waste dumps that they sought insurance under their CGL carriers. And there was a line of cases that said it was covered. Then the insurance companies started excluding it from CGL, and you had to buy separate coverage for pollution.
CGL being?
Comprehensive general liability.
Okay, we're speaking with Kathy Winger. She is an expert in cybersecurity. And 790-2040, we could probably work in a call if somebody has a question. But one of my questions would be, when you have these giant security breaches like at Target, are there typically then consumer lawsuits that then go after Target? You don't hear about that. What you hear about in the news, we've had this huge breach. You don't hear about the other stuff.
And I will tell you, yes, there are the lawsuits. And the reason why you don't hear a lot about them is the status of consumers' rights in the lawsuits is uncertain right now. There have been rulings that have gone both ways. And the issue when you have the consumers is an issue of standing. And the standing question is, you as a consumer, have you really suffered a loss? Because, you know, as we all know, for our credit cards, if there's a fraudulent charge, you're not responsible for paying it.
Right.
So a concrete injury is required to have standing for a lawsuit.
You can't just be part of the pool and just
right.
Worry is not going to
worry
get you
is not,
something,
that's exactly right?
Right. I'm worried about it because I'm part of that pool,
right.
But that's not going to get you
that's
something.
Not your concrete injury, compensable injury. No. Now, courts have found that having to spend all the time getting your credit cleaned up, credit monitoring, phone calls, all of those things, that they do constitute compensable injuries, and they've ruled in favor of consumers proceeding with the suits. But there's a good number of suits that have been dismissed on the standing issue, and so it's still questionable out there. What I see in that area, and what I think it's most important to remember, is when you look at standing, the sorts of companies that have standing, and I know this from representing banks, are banks and credit unions and issuers of credit cards, because when there's a breach, they have to issue new credit cards.
Yes.
If there are fraudulent losses, they have to be responsible for them. They have concrete injury. And I'll tell you what really sort of made me open my eyes and say, oh my gosh, things are really happening in this area, was when I saw the class actions by the banks and the credit unions against companies like Target and Home Depot, because concrete injury is not an issue for them.
That's the heavy hitters getting together,
right.
And, pooling resources and going after the,
Absolutely. And having been an in-house attorney at a bank years ago, when we didn't have anyone to go after, if we had been able to sue someone to recoup our cost, we would have done it. But the liability and the exposure and the huge data breaches weren't there. So that really was what opened my eyes. And then the flip, the other thing, and where I saw on the small and medium-sized business exposure is a situation where you have someone has cyber insurance and the insurance company pays the claim. The insurance company then goes against the party responsible for the breach. So there was a case of a small web design company who designed a website for a bank. There was a breach. The bank had coverage. The bank's insurer paid. And then the insurer sued the small web design company.
They found the opening, didn't
exactly.
They found the least exposure.
Exactly. Yes. And that's why I say
if you're not covered,
down,
if you're exposed,
right.
You're in danger.
That's right. And they can do it. You know, big companies like that have the resources to do that.
All right.
So, yes.
Kathy Winger, we'll have you back because there's
I'd
so much more to talk about. Kathy Winger, attorney here in Tucson, who specializes in this really developing period of cybersecurity. I think, Kathy, the word we should use is liquid. It's really changing every day.
Absolutely.
Where can people find out more about you? I know you're very active on Facebook.
I am. I'm active on Facebook. I'm also, my website is katiewinger.com. It's KDWINGER. It's Kathy at KDWINGER. You can check my website. That was my email. I'm sorry. I'm getting confused because I'm talking fast.
That's
Kathy
fine.
At KDWinger.com is my email, but then my website is KDWinger.com.
Thank
so
you.
Any of those places you can find me.
We'll be right back.